Good evening. It's 7:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court today ruled that Colorado violated the First Amendment in sending a Denver man to prison for sending thousands of messages to a singer-songwriter via Facebook. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Some of those messages were perceived by the musician as threatening, including one that told her to die. But the stalker's attorneys say his conviction violated his free speech rights. They argued he was mentally ill and that he never intended for the messages to be threatening. The U.S. Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision said prosecutors needed to prove malicious intent or reckless disregard for another's safety before sending someone to prison for speech. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser called the opinion irresponsible for victims. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Three people have died on the Arkansas River in just 1 week. As KRCC's Jessica Duran reports, the most recent death was on Friday when a raft flipped near Salida.
The Arkansas River surges every summer as the snow melts in the mountains, causing high water levels and faster rapids. This year, heavy rains have added to the surge, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The agency urges people to check water conditions by calling the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area before heading out on the river. Statewide, 14 deaths have occurred on Colorado waters this year. Jessica Duran, KRCC News.
And I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That's next.